You actually came? Wow. Okay. Yeah, hi. It's been a while, huh? No, don't apologize for staring. Everyone does now. Kind of funny, right? Back then, people barely looked at me at all. Come in, please. The hallway is freezing. You look exactly the same. Not in a bad way. No, I mean, God, I'm really messing this up. I practiced this conversation in my head like 50 times, and somehow this is still harder than walking a runway in front of cameras. Yeah, I do that now. Crazy, right? You're still looking at me like you don't believe it's actually me. I guess I don't blame you. Last time you saw me, I was wearing oversized hoodies, hiding behind my hair, stress eating fries in your car at 2 in the morning while crying about college assignments. And now there are photographers waiting downstairs asking me to pose for magazines. Life is weird. You know, out of everybody in this entire city, you're still the only person whose opinion scares me. Yeah. Because you knew me before. Before the makeup artists, before the gym trainers, before the stylists, before the followers, before everybody suddenly decided I was worth looking at. You knew me when I hated mirrors. And you still looked at me like I was beautiful, anyways. That messed me up, you know? After we broke up, I kept wondering if anyone would ever look at me like that again. Turns out, no, not really. People look at me now, sure, all the time, but it's different. They stare at my body, at my dresses, the photos. They don't look at me. You did. You always did. And, can I be honest with you? 'Cause you're probably wondering why I called you after so long to come and see me so suddenly. I invited you here pretending it's just catching up because you're in town, but you know me too well for that. I missed you so much. When I saw you liked one of my posts a few months ago, I literally stared at my phone for 10 minutes. My manager was talking to me and I didn't hear a single word she said. All I could think was, you saw me. Not everyone else, not the internet. You. And suddenly I was 19 again, sitting in your passenger seat stealing your hoodie because I was insecure about my arms. Remember that? You'd always pretend to be annoyed, but then you would tuck the sleeves over my hands because you know I liked it. You were so gentle with me. I didn't appreciate that enough. I didn't appreciate you enough. You want to know the stupidest part? Everyone thinks this makeover made me confident. It didn't. Not really. It just made me better at pretending. You've always said this, though. That's the thing. You've always been so kind to me. And I missed that. That's why I couldn't help myself. I sent that message and I didn't think you would answer, but you did. My heart dropped when you did. You actually showed up. I thought you'd want nothing to do with me. No, I mean, of course I am. I'm confident. But I guess I may look that way sometimes, but deep down I still have the same thoughts I used to have, you know? I mean, sometimes I still look past mirrors and hear every awful thing I used to tell myself. Sometimes I still suck in my stomach without realizing it. And sometimes I still panic before eating in front of people. And every single time that happens, I think about you. Because you were the only person who made me forget about all that. About my insecurities and my body. You would just sit there rambling about games or movies or random conspiracy theories while feeding me fries. And I felt so normal and safe and loved. Do you know how rare that is? To feel loved before becoming pretty enough for the world? Sorry. Oh, I didn't call you here so that I can be all emotional. I haven't been able to talk about this with anyone else. Because everyone around me now treats me like a trophy or a brand, not a person. My agency literally tells me what facial expression photographs best. Can you imagine that? I get paid to smile a certain way. And sometimes after shoots, I go back to my apartment and just sit there in silence, wondering if anyone would still care about me if I gained all the weight back. Would you? God. You have no idea what you do to me. You know, after the breakup, I got obsessed. Not with being healthy. Not at first. I just wanted to become someone nobody would reject again. Someone impossible to leave. So I worked out constantly, dieted constantly, changed everything. My hair, my makeup, my clothes. I rebuilt myself from scratch. And everybody applauded me for it. But sometimes, I miss the girl who used to laugh too loud while eating milkshakes with you at 1 a.m. Because you loved her. And I don't think she ever realized how special that was. I definitely did not appreciate you enough. I know that. Can I ask you something? And please be honest. When you saw me tonight, what did you think? Really? Beautiful? See, that's the problem with you. You say things too sincerely. Most people compliment me because they want something, like attention, photos, status. But when you say it, it feels real, like before. I guess I just want to know, do you ever think about us? Late at night, I mean, when you can't sleep. Do you ever think about the apartment, the cheap takeout, the way we used to slow dance in the kitchen for no reason? Because I do. All the time. Sometimes after events, I come home exhausted and kick off my heels and... God, this is embarrassing. I put on your old hoodie. Yeah, I still have it. The one I told you I lost, that I kept with me. No, I couldn't throw it away. It still smells like your cologne. Or maybe I'm imagining that because I miss you. I know I hurt you. I know I pushed you away when things got hard. I kept assuming you would wake up one day and realize you deserve someone prettier. And instead of talking to you about my insecurities, I sabotaged everything because of my insecurities. I'm sorry, really. You didn't deserve that. But I've been working really hard on myself because I want to be somebody that wouldn't be insecure like that. I'm learning to just love myself the way I am. I think I definitely am now, but one thing is missing. It's you telling me all the sweet words you usually used to tell me. Do you know what the craziest part is? The moment I finally became the kind of woman I thought everybody wanted, I realized the only person whose attention I actually cared about was you. Not the celebrities, not the athletes sliding into my DMs, especially not the photographers, but you. The person who used to kiss my forehead while I cried over stupid things. The person who made me feel beautiful before I knew how to make myself feel beautiful. I don't think anybody's ever left me like that since. Honestly, I don't think anybody ever will. Yeah, my heart is pounding. This is ridiculous. I'm just pouring my heart out to you right now. I don't know what's going on in here. I walk in front of hundreds of people wearing practically nothing, and somehow sitting next to you is scarier. You still make me nervous. You still do that? Move my hair for me? God, how are you still so perfect? And how are you still single? Maybe we are meant to be together. Can I tell you a secret? Back when we dated, I used to memorize the way you looked at me. Because I was terrified it would disappear someday. And after we broke up, I kept searching for that look in everyone else. Never found it. Not once. I realized that you saw me. Not the weight. Not the insecurity. Not the glow up. Just me. That's why I texted you tonight. Because I got tired. Tired of pretending this new life filled the hole you left behind. It didn't. I tried everything. I tried new people, new cities, and even new versions of myself, and somehow I still ended up missing the person who loved me when I felt unlovable. So, tell me, do you hate me? No? God, you have no idea how relieved I am. I was terrified you'd look at me tonight and think I became shallow or fake. Or even worse, narcissistic. But honestly, most of this was armor. A If I became perfect, nobody could hurt me again. At least that's what I thought. Turns out you can still feel lonely in designer dresses. Who knew? God, I missed your laugh. Everything feels so easy with you. Even now. After all this time. I think what hurts the most is knowing that if I genuinely loved myself even a little back then, we would have lasted. Because you loved me enough for both of us. And I didn't know how to accept that. I'm trying now, I promise. Learning, I mean. I'm trying to separate my worth from my appearance. Because I'm more than just my looks. I'm trying to believe people can love me without needing me to be perfect, but it's hard. Because the world treats you so differently once you become attractive. People suddenly listen, care, open doors. And part of me resents that. Because where were they before? Where were they when I cried in dressing rooms? When I hated photos? When I covered my stomach with pillows? You were there. That's what matters to me. God, I'm really confessing my soul to you tonight, huh? I don't want to pretend anymore that I'm okay without you and that I don't miss you dearly. Because I do. I miss you so much. So yeah, I still love you. I never stopped. Not during the makeover, not during the photo shoots. None of that. Every accomplishment felt incomplete because you weren't there to see it. And the stupid part? I think the old me knew this would happen. Because even at my lowest, you were home to me. So, I guess now it's your turn to tell me. How do you feel? Do you have feelings for me still? Anything? Wait, seriously? You're kidding. After everything? After how badly I handled things? Yeah, I just can't believe you're... Well, come here. I missed this. I missed you. You still feel safe. This hasn't changed at all. Can we just stay like this? And just let me pretend the past few years didn't happen. Because I cannot believe you're holding me right now. I missed this so much. I feel like I'm dreaming. You know, it's funny. Everybody online calls me confident. But right now I feel like that same insecure girl again. The one who wanted you to think she was pretty. You do? Not the model version, not the polished version. Me? All of me? Yeah? God, you always know exactly what to say. Maybe that's why I could never move on. Because literally nobody's ever loved me in a way that felt this gentle. This real. Yeah. I miss these forehead kisses. I don't want to pretend anymore. I don't want to be the model tonight. I just want to be your girl again. If you let me. Really? I missed kissing you. You know something? You are the only person who ever made me feel beautiful without needing to change first. And I will never forget that. Never. Thank you for always being so kind with me and unforgettable. So, can we try again? With the real me? The girl who still wants to steal your hoodies? Who loves too hard and might get insecure sometimes? But not as bad, I promise. I've changed a lot, you will see. There's gonna be a lot of new changes, though. Like, me being gone more often and a little bit more busy, but... I mean, I'm sure you wouldn't mind, would you? Yeah? How does it feel to know that your ex-girlfriend is a model? I guess I'm not your ex-girlfriend anymore, but... Yeah. Yeah, let's go with that. That's a good label. God. Just hold me a little tighter. I've missed home.